This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. It is the month of March, a very exhilarating or exciting month. And let me tell you, perceptive readers, you probably will enjoy this month quite a bit on the James Poe Artistry Productions website, among the many other websites that you most likely visit. You know, I was thinking about that term, March Madness. I talked about it within the past 24 hours, how it means it was a time of college basketball tournaments. And I'm telling you, talk about excitement of the people in the crowds and the teams that have participated in them over the years. Now, granted, you also have other sports teams and things of that nature in other leagues that, you know, you most likely enjoy. All the same, it's something about that week of tournament play, of seeing shots, basketball shots, you know, hoop shots, taking that last minute sounding of the alarms and all the bells as far as into the game. And then they end up, you know, winning. And so it's also known as a spiritual month as well. You see, a lot of people are thinking about Jesus, his memorial that he had, really the covenant that he made with his disciples before he went through that grueling and even humiliating death that some people, you know, would call it once they read the accounts or they have seen those accounts of Jesus' life, you see, on TV. I'm telling you, there's a lot of Emmy awarding casts and stars who have played Jesus over the years. And I'm telling you, all of them, the majority of them, I would say, people appreciate that performance and portrayal of Jesus' life. So already you've seen me show some links, just a couple of them, of persons who express their faith, you see, through their different websites about the Holy Bible and Jesus. One thing I would still encourage you to do is if there's any account that they are mentioning specifically, you know, like scriptures, passages, I very much encourage you to still look those items up and then even compare them maybe with a different translation here and there. I mentioned the New International Version. I mentioned the Bible and Basic English Version, the King James Version, the New World Translation Version, even from the Revised Version to the ones that were, you see, sometimes even in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, all sorts of Bible translations. And I mentioned this for this point, that you will see the Spirit, the same Spirit, reflected, you see, in different ways of expressions and words at times. But you will see that that word or the definition, even if it's said a little bit differently, it will still give the same Spirit. For example, in the book of James, chapter 1, and I believe it is James chapter 1, verse 27, James chapter 1, verse 27, in the Holy Bible, it actually says that the form of worship or religion, see, that is pure before God's eyes is to look after orphans and widows in their tribulations. And then to also remain faultless in the world. Other translations will also say the orphans and widows, but it's interesting when it mentions about the world, it says to remain spot free from the world, to remain without spot in the world. Let me explain a little bit more on this. Why? Because, you know, one thing that I've come to see through experience, even in God's word, the Bible, you understand the spirit of what is being said, because if you take it literal, you'll walk around and you'll find, whoa, you know, I had nothing to do with what this person may perceive me as, or what other companies do with, you know, UPC codes, you know, label codes and greeting codes, scanner codes and things of that nature that they actually use to label products and even label people. And so you will see on items, especially with videos at times, I'm just letting you know, you'll see a spot. See, I thought this cracked me up because I really want to tell you this. Because one of the things that has been included now with marketing is you, that's if, you know, you have a business or corporation or what have you, even though it used for other reasons. It's not a here or there, but it really is something that's interesting. I think you'll find interesting. Well, with that being said, in a sense, everybody does have a spot. That's why I want to make sure that you know when it was talking about James chapter 1, verse 27, that it's talking about a spirit and attitude of the world, even though it is interesting the way the translation goes. Because one of the things that, you know, I found out at times in the book of Revelation, there is another type of mark, if you will, a mark of the beast that God doesn't even appreciate, and it even gives the number of that mark. But guess what? Once again, the way that different corporations and everything are set up, through that spot even, UPC codes and everything of that nature, you will also see sometimes assigned to, you see, certain companies and even people that mark. So here it is, you got the spot, then you got the mark behind that. And I just wanted to share that with you. Why? Because, you know, over the years, there have been certain people that have mentioned, don't you know this person put this tattoo on themselves? Or what have you, or this person has this tattoo or here or there, or this person has this certain spot here or there. Well, guess what? Some of these persons were not aware of the spiritual meaning towards some of these things. And so when you actually see it, they'll just let you know in a minute, oh, this is really just part of commerce, you know, that I got this here or there. It has nothing to do from my side of things of whether I'm actually accepting a mark of this being or not. See, I want to really make that very clear with you, because a lot of this stuff, as the term goes, is just hidden in plain sight. And it's like, as Jesus said, Father, watch over them. See, he said, Father, watch over them. Because otherwise, they would really have to get out the world. So what do? We actually just use the established system, no matter whether some of the persons who put that system in place, spiritually, they're taking it there as far as the way that God wouldn't appreciate it. Well, I said the same thing from the spot to these certain numbers and onward. You know what? I look at it as paying taxes. It's like, hey, I got to pay my taxes. You pay your taxes. What these different people or entities do with the money or what have you, that's their business. But it doesn't mean that I am in agreement at times with what they're doing with that money that still would fall under pay back Caesar things to Caesar, and God's things to God. So We, over the years, have been labeled with Social Security, numbers. We've been labeled now with UPC and spots and things of that nature. All the same, spiritually, you know who you worship. You know how you're trying your best to be faultless and without spot in the world. You see what? Drive on. Keep doing the best that you can. Take care.